podcast is brought to you by the 99 Network, New Michigan's premier spot for all your local podcast needs.
Hold up.
Do you love terrible B movies? Fans of wrestling and Power Rangers? Step into Amityville Studios and join Rick and Eric for some side-splitting laughter and great banter on Wider Range of Conversations. Find it where all podcasts can be found. Wider Range of Conversations with Rick and Eric.
Kill my
warning. This podcast has language of a mature nature. Spencer and Eddie don't know what they're talking about, and in no way should be taken seriously. They are idiots. In fact, this podcast should not be listened or viewed by anyone. But regardless, welcome to the Basement Bar. Beers and babble. Cheers.
We're fucking A right.
Check.
No cash?
No cash for what?
Aw, oh, jeez. That went right over your head, didn't it?
Aw, oh, fuck you.
Hey, guess who's back?
Back again. Jakey's back. Back.
Tell your friends.
Yeah, hey.
This is the Fort Babble-nee.
I like that.
Oh, Fort Babble-nee.
I like that, yeah.
Part two. The sequel.
The Reckoning. Welcome back to Basement Bar, Beers and Babble. We're supposed to have a couple guests, and one of them
loves camping.
Made better plans.
He just loves camping.
Yeah. We went from campground to campground. Yeah. We don't slight him. That's completely fine. But his better half, Jake, came in.
Oh, yeah.
Better and sexier.
Oh, hey. I like that. I hear.
Yeah.
That's what I hear. That's what I go by.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, so we're excited to have Jake back in the bar, and he brought a bunch of beers with him again. He didn't have to do that. He's so nice.
I love sharing beers, so you know,
we love you.
So I brought lots of options.
It's his favorite pastime.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. If you just want to do this whenever, come raid my cellar.
Yeah.
It's so crazy, dude. It's literally half his basement. I think I already said that.
I know most people have wine cellars, and you have a beer cellar.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing we can respect on Basement Bars, beers and babble, you know?
Yeah. Wonderful beer cellar.
Yeah. What you been listening to?
Honestly, mine hasn't changed much from last time. Lots of Zach Bryan, Morgan Wallen. I've been throwing in some We Came as Romans for my metal side, I Prevail.
Going back to the old classics.
My old school emo days, yes, sir.
Better Days, Zach Bryan and John Mayer.
Fire.
That is a very good
album.
Tune. Yeah.
Dude, 28 gets me every time.
Yeah. I was really digging into Zach Bryan's voice today. I was like, wow, he really does have that.
Is it Pink's,
like a little airy?
Pink Skies? I think it's Pink Skies.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I just think of Larry every time.
Man. Oh, really?
Jeez. It's like something like, I bet God heard you coming or some shit like that. And it's like, you know, you know?
Oh, hell yeah. He was like, where's the fucking Taco Bell at? Heard that man used to destroy it before he couldn't have it anymore. But, yeah, Zach Bryan, hell yeah. Still.
Yeah, keeping it going strong.
I'm consistent.
Yep. Well, you saw him, so that makes sense.
Well, if you're going to be anything, you be consistent.
Yep. What about you?
I've been listening to the Crossfaded Sports Team.
Ayo.
Because I need to brush up on my foosball.
Ayo.
As the NFL draft, or not the draft, but the fantasy football draft is coming up here
it
in
is.
A couple weeks. Yeah,
it
I'm going to be there with all three of us.
Hell yeah.
I just realized that too. Yeah. I literally was like, oh shit.
This is my first time doing a like live draft.
Yeah, same
I'm
here.
I'm really excited.
I did one with Tony, the host of Crossfaded, years ago, and it was just on the computer, and I hit easy pick, like the Mega Millions. And ended up taking second place. So
we'll see how it goes. This isn't my first like draft.
Yeah, but you at least know like the people in football and which teams are good.
Honestly, the ranking system ESPN provides you is like within a 94% accuracy.
Oh, yeah.
So if you go with that, you're bound to do well.
They're saying
lots of people that do auto draft win like regularly.
Oh,
They're predicting that actually the auto draft this year is going to be better. You're going to have way better chances than doing it on your own. My boss was telling me.
Oh, really?
Because he's like really big into football, and he me and Derek were cheesing him today. We were like, or Derek comes out and he's like, yeah, he's going to do an easy pick. And I was like, what, not good with luck? And he goes, I fucking hate luck. He's like, I don't trust it. He's like, I'd rather stay on the safe side of luck and fucking suck and go, at least I trusted my numbers. Because he's a big numbers guy. But,
okay.
Yeah. I'm just like, fuck off. But I think we're good. Because they suckered me into do their fantasy league. Because he's like, all right, I'll go one more spot. And I was like, I don't want to do two. I'm doing a dynasty, which I'm locked in for life. And he goes, if you do it, I'll pay for your buy-in. I said, run it up.
How much was buy-in?
25.
There you go. Yeah. There you go.
But it's a work league, and now I have my big boss's number.
I'm yeah.
Like, oh, yeah. There you yeah, go.
Because he, like, he popped in. He's like, yep, this is blank. And I was like, oh. Save,
oh shit!
Save.
You want to get some? You want to give me lunch tomorrow?
Yeah, yeah. I was just about to say. yep.
My see, so that Friday, it starts at 7, and then the next day is our company golf outing.
Oh,
so I get out of work at 5, so I have to immediately come over here and grab the PA system because I have to do all the announcing for the awards and tally. I'm kind of co-host it with Ann up there, and so. And Cindy. Sorry, Cindy. She does a lot of work. So
God bless Cindy.
Yeah, for real. Yeah. And then come over to your house. And then not get too wasted that I can be back up at 6 a.m. to get over there to start setting everything
up.
Oh,
we're getting fucking twisted at the draft.
We're getting fucking twisted.
I'm pretty sure it's like drink to draft type deal.
Yeah, you have to drink a beer every draft pick.
Oh, my God. No, there's no way I'd be standing.
Do you know how many players are on each roster?
You know how many people would be sleeping at your house
do you
that
know,
night?
No. How many players are on each roster? I told you this.
22.
It's like 27.
Damn.
Oh,
it.
That's literally what I was going to say. Son of a bitch.
God,
I should have said it.
You should have.
It's nuts, man.
Yeah, so that'll be fun. Nuts to butts. It'll be great.
It is going to be fun.
Yeah.
I'm excited. You know what I'm excited for, though? Well, I didn't tell you who I was listening to, damn.
Oh, yeah. Who are you listening to?
Well,
sorry.
On the way home, I almost fell asleep, so I put on some Morgan Wallen and never listened to him before. It was all right.
Yeah.
It was all right. Other than that, I've been listening to myself because I did something really fun this past weekend.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
What'd you do?
I played Munger Potato Festival, yeah.
Yep. Yep.
I did.
Yeah,
I
that
did.
Was a lot of fun.
Yep. I messed up
that
so many times
queen.
And not a single person fucking
noticed. Yeah, I didn't notice at all.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And you had to play somebody else's kit?
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Yeah,
I didn't
that
like
was
it.
Weird.
Yep, I didn't like it at all.
It
I don't,
sounded
really,
nice.
I
heard you loved
it
was a very
it.
Nice sounding
What's
kit.
That?
I heard you loved it.
Yeah, who fucking told you that? Wasn't me. That's for damn sure. God damn it, I forgot ice. Isn't that a bitch? Isn't that a bitch?
It'll be fine.
But anyway, I got here in my hand, I have the Triple Jam Vodka from our last podcast we were talking
yeah,
to.
Yeah, thanks to Justin Scherzer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking A. Wright brought this over, but it's a spinoff of their, not a spinoff. But it's like their beer that they made or their cider.
Yeah, it's a cider.
Yeah, and they turned it into vodka.
Yeah, Gypsy took the cider and turned it into vodka.
Shout out to Kevin from Blake's.
So we're all, yeah.
Friend.
Oh,
we're
nice.
Gonna,
hell
gonna,
yeah.
Hell yes.
He's like one of the marketing guys. He's pretty high up there now.
Fucking nice. Right.
Shout out.
Well, we're all going to try this. You got to mix it with Sprite. But this is cranberry Sprite. You know that special shit you get around the old holidays. A little
it's
got to
be the cranberry, though.
No,
it can
no,
be
it's got to. It,
or,
I we
or
had it with
lemonade.
Regular.
He said lemonade works really well. Okay.
This might not be good because it's cranberry Sprite.
Yeah, we'll
that's
find out.
Saying.
It's another berry. The Triple Jam, man. Nothing can go wrong with that.
Oops, all berries.
It is
Ooh.
Warm. It is warm, but it's good.
Thank you.
It's decent. Yeah, it just tastes like juice. You know.
I literally could have slammed it if I didn't have to share with Eddie.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Even but, warm, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's dangerous.
Could you imagine that? Just like on a football Saturday, just walking
Oh,
yeah.
Jesus,
all
no,
day?
No.
Yeah.
I then wouldn't
you
be walking.
Go to stand up and go home and just boom, right down.
Holy shit. That could be a pool drink, though. You're in the pool, cup of that and an ice.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
Oh,
holy
yeah.
Fuck.
Camping.
Camping. Anything. Honestly. Fucking on a podcast.
Yeah.
Even, you know?
Crazy, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Vodka
Crazy.
On the radio.
Yeah, but Munger, God, I got to see so many people, so many friends. There was a lot of people taking pictures. We got some wonderful pictures. And God, I look good in that hat.
Yeah, I didn't even
regardless
post
of what
the ones
yeah.
I got a lot of good ones.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Good. No, but it was fun. It was fun. Dennis looked like a sheriff. He was awesome.
Dennis looked like a G,
yeah,
dude.
He was a rock star. Yeah, I like that. But no, it was a lot of fun. I got to see you guys there. You guys were enjoying the festivities.
Hell
yeah.
Were you taking advantage of the free beer?
So I didn't realize that at first. And
oh.
So I paid $20 for tickets originally.
Oh.
But I went through them pretty quick and then started going through the
oh yeah
the tickets.
I was just about to say you were you were on the contract as a free beer. We had six. Yes, we had six flat. Yeah, it was Dad, you, and then the band.
Oh, cool.
So you could have went up there and been like, yeah.
Yeah.
See that? Give me
I eventually did. Yeah. But, you know, it's all right. It's for a good cause.
It was a good it
Save
was a good scene because
the pygmies in New Guinea or whatever the fuck.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, if I pay $20 for the whole day, like, I get that
not
trash.
Angry.
You know,
yeah.
I'm not angry
not
about
angry
it.
Not angry at all.
That's it exactly just, how I felt, though. I got there. I dropped $20 on beer tickets, and I was like, shit, I got a buddy who's supposed to be working the beer tent later. Why the fuck did I do this? Yeah. And then Spencer told me, hey, just come see me. I got extra tickets.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, shit, man.
And so you just had it all.
Can I tell your secret with the fireball shots?
Oh, I was going to ask.
Fucking genius.
I was going to ask.
Or should we keep it secret?
No. Dennis just has a fucking steel stomach, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That kidding. Was wild. They were doing shots every, like, three songs, and it was helping to promote, you know, sales at the tent and everything. And so Ryan like brought him a bunch of fireball shots, and then Roger would go up and put them on stage, and Roger was like, here, grab a few, throw them at Dennis. And yeah, literally like every three songs this band was doing fucking fireball shots. It was wild,
dude. Sometimes
they played
would take two.
So well,
it was insane.
Great. Yeah, it was super cool.
Well, you can tell our secret.
Are you sure?
Oh yeah.
Well, I found out later, because at first
like,
I was
like,
holy
fuck.
I was like, these dudes are hammering, like, are they even going to make it to second set? And Roger pulls me aside, and he goes, the ones with black tops on them, like, marker was written on the top, those are just apple juice. And I went, no. I was like, that's fucking brilliant. Oh, dude, it was awesome. So I grabbed one of those, and Tiffany was already like, be careful, you haven't eaten a lot today. And I ran right up to her, and I was like, woo! And then shot that.
Oh,
she
my
just started
God,
shaking
that's
her head.
Hilarious.
She's like, son of a bitch. But it was apple juice. Tee hee.
No, I loved it. I kind of saw when you had walked up, when it must have been after Dad had told you, but you dropped off like the next Cheers ones, you know? And we were doing it in hopes like people would see that and be like, fuck, we got to get this band fireball shots because they're just hammering them and they're not playing any worse. And so Eddie came up and was like, had the biggest fucking like evil grin on his face, like, ha, 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 motherfuckers, I'm on to you.
Well, and I think Donna told Robin, and Robin told me that's how I found out. Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, that's genius.
Oh yeah, we so many people went up to Dennis and were just like, how did you take that many shots and still jump over your leg at like the last little bit? Because he jumped over his leg during Edge, which was the last song we played. And it's like, that motherfucker's been taking so many fireball shots, drinking beer. Like, what is happening? How is he doing this? And, yeah, he didn't really tell people. He's just like, yeah, I'm cooked right now. I'm done. He's like, I'm going to go sit down.
I'm just functioning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was just kind of funny. You know, he did a good job. He told some people that he knew, but like other people were just like, are you okay? And he's like, well, yeah, I'm all right.
Yeah.
Had to play the show. It was great.
I think it went really, really well. The transition between the bands was neat. It was, you know, it was, it flowed a lot better this year. And Sunset Boulevard was really good.
Oh, my God, G. Yeah. Shout out to G, the drummer of Sunset Boulevard. What
wait,
a great
wait, wait,
fucking
wait,
dude.
Pause. Was the transition good? Because I got there at 6, and there was another stage just starting to play.
Well, no. Where I'm talking between them and Sunset.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it got a little hairy last year.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, but it worked. I think it's because they put their shit up there beforehand, but then that was kind of weird because of...
It wasn't that. It was basically the good timing. Ryan did it right.
Oh, because you started an hour early. Yeah.
Yep, we stopped at 8. They went on at 9 instead of going, hey, you're done at 8. You guys are starting at 8. That doesn't... How?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
You got to have 15, 20 minutes in between.
Right, yeah. You got to... People got to buy beer.
Yeah,
you know, people gotta get off the band. Yeah, people gotta buy Fireball. People gotta, you know, people gotta let their ears rest.
Yeah.
So no, it was really good to do that hour. But I do want to shout out G from Sunset Boulevard. What a great, great, great dude. We got his contact information. We actually played a venue that the bassist from Sunset Boulevard owns, the Diesel Lounge down by Detroit.
Oh shit! He owns that?
Yeah, so he owns the Diesel Lounge. And
Diesel goes hard.
The Diesel Lounge
bro.
Is so cool, and we had such a blast playing it. So we're gonna actually play quite a bit of shows with Sunset Boulevard. They liked us so much that they want us to start playing with them. No, really, G told us, and John got G's number. My phone was dead. I was sad. So we're going to play later this year and the beginning of next year at the Diesel Lounge. So I've check seen, check out chapter four.
Boys of Fall at the Diesel, and then my cousin used
in the
to
big
play
room
the
or the little one.
The big room.
Okay, we played the big room, and our shit was in the little one. And he, our G, was wondering where we had our shit because he's like, "Did you play the little one?" Because he bartends at the big one. It's a, like a bar right in the center, in the back, you know?
Okay.
Because the thing kind of...
I've never been there.
Oh, it's really fucking cool.
It's a fucking great time.
Fit,
that's
do you
what
know
I
how big... Are you know how many people fit in that big fucking thing?
It's insane.
G told me 800 people.
Oh, wow.
800 people. Yeah, that's crazy. I was like, damn. Because when we went, there was like, oh, fucking 25 people. Yeah. You know, there just wasn't a lot. It was like a local gig.
We're here to see chapter four.
No, it was crazy. When we were back when we were Winter Haven Motel, we drove two... I think it was about 2 hours, 2 hours and 15 minutes. We got stuck in traffic on 75, too. We finally get there. It's downpour rain, so we load in, right? Did all that. Played first, which was cool because we got to set our shit up, and it was perfect just the way we wanted. We played a fucking hell of a show. It was awesome. $30. We said, John goes, that ain't even enough to fill my fucking
gas tank. That's what you got paid?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Total?
We did sell $180 in merch.
That's good, at least.
But $30 and yeah. They were like, thank you guys so much for coming, and we were like, yeah, absolutely. And he goes, who's any other farther bands? And they were like, yeah, they drove like 30 minutes. We were like, that's fucking far, bro.
Did you get food and drinks included?
Yeah. Oh, we got two drinks each, which, by the way, when you get a rum and coke there, they go fucking tough, dude. They do like they just keep going. Yeah, it's like
probably
this.
Probably got $12
like,
rum and coke.
Oh, no, that's exactly what it was, but we got two of them for free, and I went to go get a third, and she was like, $12, and I'm like, fuck it. I was like, 12 for three, basically.
Yeah.
So, but.
See, I had thought we did bad when it was 2008, and my a cappella group had a weekly gig at this big bar, and I can't remember the fucking name of it, but it was on Dort Highway in Flint. And so we used to drive down there and sing for 2 hours down there, and we got
machine shop.
No, big. It was a big. I don't think it's open anymore. It had a golf driving range attached to it, and nice. Like bumper cars and shit.
I do
want to
play
that.
The machine shop.
I've heard it's great.
Yeah, it was a real nice log cabin looking. It was real cool. It was a nice place. We got paid $50 plus drinks and food.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, but
was it
was
like
no,
a certain amount of each or
no? So we drank, and they had. Their talls were 32-ounce mugs, so we'd have a bunch of those and make the girls drive us back.
Nice.
And I was like, man, $50 for five, like we get $10. So I was like, yeah, but we get food and drinks. And but one of the other members was like, yeah, but it's only $10 per person per week. We're coming down to Flint and like, you know, yada, yada, yada. And I was like, okay,
dude,
well, sorry. So to
drink?
Get $30, I know, that's what I mean. So $30 for a two-hour drive and only two drinks, I was like, oh, well, we're not that bad.
Yeah. Dude, that's worth the fun alone, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. To drink $100 worth of alcohol.
Even if you're like, fine, not every week. Let me do it once a month.
Yeah.
It's still fun and a good time, you know?
And we would have liked it a lot more. It was just, you know, like we played a row of people.
Like, well, and that's what there was bands, 10 people in the place every week. It was not like they were trying to drum up, and we'd advertise, and you know, Facebook had only been out a couple years,
gotcha.
And we were trying to do that, and,
yeah.
and there still wasn't enough, and they ended up going out of business. I don't even think it's open still to this day anymore, you know, but it was fun while it lasted. It just, that drive kind of sucked.
Here are these guys.
Plainview?
Yeah.
I've heard of them. I've never seen
them. I have
them.
Not.
Okay, that's my cousin's band. He just moved back to Michigan.
Wow.
From where?
He was in South Carolina, North Carolina?
Oh, okay. Is it country?
No, alternative rock.
Oh, okay.
That's why I was like, oh, shit.
Well,
he's back. He's looking
sick.
For gigs. They're looking for gigs. Maybe, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Jason's flying in from Colorado in a couple weeks. And I was like, fuck, we can have you on the show. He's like, I'm literally going to have no time. At all. He's like, I gotta see family.
That guy
don't
want to be on our show. What the fuck is going on?
I know.
He hates us.
He does. That sucks.
He's a real good guy, though.
He's so fun.
Yeah,
so fun.
He really is.
And we had a great time, and you can catch him, actually, on...
On the Patreon.
Yes, thank you. I was trying to think of the word.
Like, what's the word? Yeah, on the Patreon. I know. I'm going to be putting those episodes up next week.
Awesome.
Against what he doesn't want me to, but fuck him. So, he doesn't listen to the show anyway.
Yeah.
So, I love you. Sorry. So
they'll be on as long as he doesn't hear it, and then once he hears it, they'll be off. So get in there now.
Yeah, Patreon.
Start paying your
get
shit.
In there. $7 a month,
open
and
your
that
fucking
gives you
wallet.
Access to the whole network, and it's patreon.com/989network.
Christ, you'll pay $15 for a fucking Big Mac, but won't put $7 to hear some funny shit. Like,
yeah.
Get after it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The very first episode we ever recorded, the Lost Files, are up right now, so the second episode goes up next week.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Go listen to some funny shit.
Yeah. Oh, and there, our video conversation watching spooky shit with Eric will be up there soon as well.
Nice.
Like Spencer's like, uh-oh.
Well, I was just frustrated the whole time, so Eric's going to be like, well, that was crazy. I'm just going to fucking, what? I had money in my account. I was so pissed.
Oh, yeah, you were fighting with
I was fighting with Amazon for no reason.
Yeah.
You know, all to find out that one of the fives was a three. And I was like, what is going on? You know how many calls I got from the fraud department?
No. How many?
Oh, my God, dude. So I had just threw some money at some dumb shit a couple of days ago. And,
as you do.
And it didn't take my debit card. Well, I have a lock on it that's like anything under this amount, it won't go.
That's
I don't know why I ever did it. I set it up. That's my fault. So I put it on my credit card, like a smart young gentleman.
Yeah.
And so now my credit card's like, fucking pay me, please, you know, like $2,000 plus. And yeah, I got calls all day, and I finally answered one, and I was like, who are you? And it was like, hi, this
we're
is
here
dumb
from the
National Bank. Did you use your card to purchase this? And I was like, no, because it didn't fucking go through. And she was like, oh? And I was like, yeah, it denied me. So I had to use my credit card, but that was me. And she was like, well, do you want to turn that off? I'm like, fucking yes. I was like, if someone steals my information, I'll see it because I check my bank statements all the time, you know.
That happened to me one of the Thanksgivings when we were out at Aunt Chris and Uncle Denny's. The day before, because that was the year I brought all my computer and the PA system to do karaoke.
Oh, yeah.
I bought this program for karaoke. It was a real neat program, and it was only like $5 or something, but it was from a French company. And it wouldn't let me fucking buy the program. And
that
I was like,
sucked.
What the fuck is happening? Yeah. And so I was like, son of, you know, fuck it. So I just virtual DJ'd it and whatever, the free version. And then 2 days later, they're like, hey, we had a lot of fraudulent charges coming from France and everything. I was like, no, bitch. That was me.
Yeah, I know. Don't you hate
like,
that?
Well, you know, no, I mean, I get it. I'm glad, you know, because you wouldn't want
just but at the
crazy
same time, like banks, like, okay, first of all, the fucking U.S. citizens get fucked enough, right? So why don't they just let you buy it, and if it wasn't you, they just reimburse it and let the thief get away. You know, they do it for everything else, but come to
I know, right? Really,
innocent shit like that, you know, they're just like, no.
Well, that's why you should always use like, a credit card and not a debit card.
I guess.
You can dispute the shit, because on a debit card, they just give you the finger.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, that was your money, fuck you. Yeah, but a credit card actually has checks and balances against that. So
that's cool. I like that. Yeah. No, I love my credit card. I am using it a lot, except like my transfer thing. I need to get out of my fucking last bank because it takes like 3 days to get money in my other account from that account.
Oh, I fucking hate that. That's why I quit using A. Starts with an A. I don't know. But my one bank account, it was like, it was stupid because I would try to pay shit from that. And then it would take so fucking long.
Yeah.
And
then you're like worried. You're like, you're going to fuck up my credit.
Yeah.
Like, hurry.
Yeah, you know? Oh, it's stupid.
Well, and then today, it said that, like, I went into my one account that I'm transferring out of, right? And it was gone, okay? So I was like, sweet. So I went to my MSU account, and it wasn't
there.
It
ain't there yet.
But then it said,
hours.
Then it's, yeah, but then it said, completed. And I said, where the fuck did I send it?
Uh-oh.
So I started,
red?
Yeah, so I called my mom, and I was like, did I just transfer that fucking money into your account? She's like, what are you talking about? And I was like, look, she's like, no. I'm like, just give me a fucking...
I literally have a podcast topic written down in my phone out of the, you know, the general ones.
Yeah.
One of them just says Spencer versus Venmo, because you seem to have a bunch of issues with all these fucking programs.
Fucking Spencer, let's talk about that for a minute.
Spencer versus the world, man.
Dude, it really is, honestly. Everyone's against me. It's fucking... Except Phillies. That's probably why I like them so much. It's because Phillies never make me shit.
I'm so excited for a Philly tonight.
I'm doing a Philly tonight.
Oh, hell yeah.
What's that?
And beer.
Yeah, I like beer.
Phillies and beer.
Sometimes
cheers,
beer can
Phillies
fuck me
and beer.
Up. Cheers to Phillies and beers.
Oh, you too.
I know.
We all need new drinks. All
right. Almost there. But yeah, fucking. Chip I don't know
party.
If I ever.
I like it.
I don't ever. I don't.
Yeah, I can tell you that story.
You want a natty? Is that what you want?
Yeah, because they've been in there a while. So
so anyway, we're.
I think
fucking,
she forgot about them. So
we're chilling at the palace.
This is not the current logo, is it?
That's not a natty daddy. That's just a natural
light. It's been in there a while.
Okay.
No, but...
Whose is it?
Alicia's.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, Alicia.
I was like, trying to think of her name. We were chilling at the palace one day, and I went to go send Eddie something on Venmo, and I just... I think I said, like,
fuck you, bitch,
or something. Oh, yeah,
that's right, because that was that night that we went to your house and watched spooky shit.
Yeah.
You can't swear on Venmo.
Yeah, I know. Well, I know that, because then it said, like, incomplete. So then I'm thinking, I have the fucking money, so I get all pissed. And then I was like, oh, wait, it says prompt. So I was just like, love you, and it was like, da-ding. And I was like, fuck you, Venmo. Like, why can't I swear on Venmo? I just wanted to call him a little bitch, you know?
Yep.
Like, I don't know.
There's 20 bucks for being a little bitch.
Yeah, right. Like, yeah.
The letters, you know, make the O, the U a zero.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's actually really funny, though, because I would do that. I would do that, honestly, all the time. I just send people, like, a dollar and just go, fuck you. So, yep. Like, it dings you, like, why did you spend so much money? Open it up, and you have to read it.
Then you get a fraud alert. Fuck There's you. A lot of $1 and $2. Like, normally, that's what fraud people do. They try to see if it'll go through, and if it goes through, then they spend thousands of dollars. Yeah.
And I'm over here just like, no, that's just how I insult people. It's like, pay them. So they can't get mad. They're like, well, give me a buck.
Well, give me a dollar.
Yeah.
It's like, he's a good guy. You know, he means well. He's
fine. That's like the win.
Yeah, type C cord by chance?
Maybe. Hey, I tell you what. I think it's time for
a beer.
Beer of the week.
Beer of the week.
Yeah.
Beer
of the week.
Beer.
I'd have a beer. Give me a
hell yeah. Beer of the week.
I just want everybody to know that me and Eddie just got in an argument giving each other compliments.
It's like, pretty cute. It kind of reminded me of Pitch Perfect 2, where she's like, you're so tall and your sweat smells like cinnamon, son of a bitch.
Like, no, you're such a fucking genius. No, you.
You're
you.
The genius, yeah. <It's> like well, Jake was very kind and he brought the beer of the week with us. It is French Toast Bastard from Founders Brewery in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Smell that.
It is an 11.1% 50 IBU Scotch Ale.
Ooh, boy.
Ooh, baby.
Cheers.
Cheers, boys.
Prost.
Hey,
Prost.
This is much needed after today.
Mein Gott. These are super.
See, this pisses me off because sometimes when we do Basement Bars, Beers, and Babble, when we get our own beers of the week, some of them are bad, but I've never had a bad beer from you or Dean.
I've served you bad beers.
But maybe expired beers.
Yeah.
But not like bad tasting beers.
So I will say that this is 5 years old. And the cinnamon has faded.
Yeah, the 2019, no longer in production, yeah.
And it feels like some has lost. So I will say that if I can find a fresher one, I'll bring a fresher one for us to try.
I think it's fantastic.
I think he'll like the fresher one better. Way more maple, way more cinnamon.
So what are you giving it?
3.5.
3.5.
Interesting.
Okay, wait, so that's still scores pretty 10? High, though.
Out of 5.
Okay.
Yeah. Untapped.
3.5, because I normally would give it like a 4.25 or a 4.5.
Okay.
But it's faded. Okay. You know.
Yeah. We do untapped here.
Well, I'm about to be faded drinking this. I give it a 4.5.
Really? You like
that? Yeah.
It, huh?
That's good shit.
Yeah. I'm sticking with a 4 on that. I like that a lot. That's nice. That's smooth.
I like it a lot. And I can tag Jake too. Hell yeah.
I don't know if that has anything to do with like how much I needed a beer today. I started thinking about beer at 10 o'clock this morning, boys.
Good. As
I should, but it wasn't the weekend. Like, it was like work, and someone just asked the wrong fucking question. And I was like, boy, oh boy, what an ice cold beer.
Yeah.
The fact that I stayed in the facility today for lunch was crazy. No, I'm just kidding.
That is wild.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Did I just exit out of
sat at my desk and almost cried. I was like, man, what a beer.
Oh, fuck. It refreshed. Good thing I screenshot it.
Fuck, my picture's back.
Yeah. No, not that. For beer trivia.
Hey, yo.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. The Basement Bar Beers and Babble bring to you beer trivia.
All right. Beer trivia. Okay.
It's like a Detroit basketball team. Smeeks.
Upon the orders of Major William Horton, which one of the original 13 colonies gifted arriving settlers a welcome package consisting of 44 gallons of beer?
Massachusetts.
No.
Virginia.
Vermont.
No.
Rhode Island.
No.
Pennsylvania.
No.
North or South?
Georgia. Drinking water was often contaminated and considered unsafe. So new settlers...
Flint! Oh, shit, we already answered.
Oh, shit!
I mean, the Flint River in Georgia, yeah. The, yeah, welcome to Georgia. Here's your 44 gallons of beer.
When are we going, boys?
I know, right?
Oh. They still doing that? They still offer that?
Hell yeah.
No, that's neat.
Yeah, that's really neat.
Yeah, I didn't want to say anything because I don't really know my 13 colonies very well. I'm just joking.
I didn't think Georgia was one of the 13.
Well, attaboy. You went to Detroit. I went to Garber. Hell yeah.
I didn't go to Detroit.
No, you didn't go to Detroit. I'm sorry. I don't know high school that you went to. But I do. I have seen videos of his high school, and it's crazy.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. Is it one of them, like, AAA, we have 3,300 in our graduating class?
It's not a Texas one. It's not a Texas one. We've got, it's probably like a 500 graduating class, 2,000 kids total.
That's what I'm saying.
Still, that's wild.
Yeah, I graduated with like 98 kids.
Man. Yeah. Did you? Because we had 185 in my class.
Yeah, well, you got to.
Are you
like,
Garber too?
I was at 183. Yeah, I know. But
I'm not, yeah, Garber, I'm not saying they let anybody graduate back then, but just like we were fucking stupid. So they were like, well.
They did start requiring a lot more after I left. Yeah.
Not only that, but like if you got pregnant, everybody kicked your ass out to Central, and you know if you like drugs, then you came to Garber
or Winona.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Western over there, you just use
Western was good. Western were good kids.
Glenn.
Everybody I know who went to Western was
fuck
a good kid.
John Glenn. I'm gonna tell you why. Preppy.
Yeah. Still but love a lot you guys, of. I mean, they have a great theater program. Oh, yeah. Their athletes are fucking wild.
Oh like, yeah.
They,
no, John Glenn's it's real great. Good school. Yeah. Really? John Glenn is great. It's just when I was there, it was like, you know, like. You'd see the popular kids.
You from kids. The Garber perspective.
Yeah. And but I still like John Glenn. I don't
see,
have
everybody
beef
used
with him.
To call Garber preppy.
Like, yeah, I know. That's preppy. What Lisa says about Dean.
Yeah, we used to be preppy, but then like drugs went to Garber, baby mamas went to Central, preppy went to John Glenn, and then Western, you just like corn on the cob.
So were drugs that bad? Like,
no.
What are we talking?
Just... marijuana and
that's everywhere now.
Slight cocaine.
That's
usage.
Everywhere now.
Well, it's everywhere now, but it wasn't back in the day. And they, you know, you could get in a lot of trouble. We used to have drug dogs come in once a week.
Wow.
To Garber?
I think we had a drug dog
there
once.
Drug dogs around.
You
here?
Know what the dirtiest thing is, though? Oh yeah, we.
Oh, they tried to go after Kerbitz because he had some like Keef like shake in
really?
His fucking.
That's crazy. Well, yeah, the craziest,
we
the shittiest
like
thing they
a quarter.
Did is. Well, there was one time I got really scared. But it wasn't because of that. But
all right, he and I both looked at each other before just, laughing.
They didn't want to find his dildo.
So I kind of knew the trade secret. They would say
three
they would put us
long.
In a lockdown, right? They'd put us in a lockdown, and I was like, "Oh shit, do we need to get under desks?" And they'd go, "No, you can stay seated. We're just in a lockdown." And I knew drug dog, right? So then my junior year, when I literally needed to get the fuck to my locker and out to my car before anything reached my locker. I walked up to my teacher and I was like, listen, I'm going to be honest with you. It's either you go and let me take a shit and I come right back, or I will literally shit in the middle of your classroom. And first of all, the kids aren't going to like it and you're really not going to like it. And Disher goes, get the fuck back. And I was like, okay. So I went to my fucking locker, went out to my car, went to my locker again, went to his class. And he goes, what took you so long? And I was like, can you let a man shit? And he was like, fair enough. It wasn't a piss. And I was like, yeah, attaboy. Continued reading Huck Finn.
Nice.
Yep.
We had a girl piss
save,
herself
save
in
by
her
the
class
bells,
one time.
What's that?
We had a girl piss herself in the class one time.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was ew. It was real weird. Ugh. Like right in the middle of the class, just sat there, just let it happen, and it started like
dripping.
And everybody just ignored it because like you don't know what the fuck to say because like you feel really bad.
But was this like a special needs individual or
no?
Like...
I think she was pregnant, honestly, and like that shit just happens. Like knowing now. You know, that shit just kind of happens. And so, like, I feel bad now. Back then, we were like, what the fuck? But now, you know. But, yeah, it was kind of weird.
Lucy pissed in just, class.
Yeah, I know, right? Like, yeah. But then, you know, thinking back now, we're like, oh, fuck, I feel real bad for her.
See, I thought you were in another way. I thought you were in a weed story in high school.
Nope.
We used to have kids that would roll J's in French class in crayon papers. And then they smoked them during movie times in French class.
Dude, that's wild.
Wild.
Yeah, you know them classrooms were huge because if you would, I mean, you couldn't even fucking do a silent fucking fart in one of my classes.
Yeah, we had 24 kids.
24 really? Because that, yeah, we had about 20
smoke
kids.
In a classroom like that?
Dog, lights
off. That was
off,
some dogs. Light,
lights off, TV on, watch a movie. You're sitting in the way back. The teacher can't even see you.
And you just hear the, you know?
Exactly.
What?
Damn. Back right, there, like, right above with me. The butane, like,
yeah.
now with the dab yeah. rig, yeah.
Someone ate the, so, dissection class, they did, like, rats. Someone ate rats.
We got the rats testicles. High before we killed them.
Someone ate the rats' testicles.
Oh, my God.
2 years above me.
Yeah, you may have went to
was
a
that a bet?
School.
Like, hopefully
it
they
was a
want
bet.
Money.
It was
$100.
Oh,
well, then,
all right. Because that motherfucker, yeah, I could see that. But if
did
that
he cook them first, at least? Or
no,
like
no,
the Bunsen burner?
Them open, and they're, like, smaller than peanuts. Like peanut halves, and he just swallowed them.
$100 though. That vending machine's gonna be yours,
dude. I don't even like mushrooms. You know I'm not saying? Gonna eat fucking rat balls. Like
swallow them, and you get that.
Like when I order that Philly tonight, it's gonna be meat and cheese.
No mushrooms.
No fucking anything. Just meat and cheese.
Oh, I'm getting the works, dude.
Blasphemous.
No, I'm gonna
add some jalapenos.
No
jalapeno.
Can't fuck up a Philly.
Jalapeno.
Well, actually, that's actually. You can't fuck up a Philly, even if you add jalapenos, you couldn't fuck it up. You do be liking the spicy shit, though.
I love spicy.
You do.
Me too.
You do.
I get my two stackers with my Diablo sauce for lunch.
Stackers are so good.
They're so fucking good.
Dude, have you tried the new chicken?
No.
It's so good. Highly recommend it.
Oh, good.
He can't have chicken.
I forgot.
Yeah. You guys are like polar opposites.
Yeah, I know.
You know what's kind of funny, though? This is a perfect transition because we just went on an ADHD rant, and we all got it. What do we do to combat it?
I literally procrastinate clean. Procrastination clean. So, like, when I know there's a big thing I need to do and I don't want to fucking do it, I end up, like, cleaning and doing other little shit, and I stay productive, but it's not the thing I need to fucking do. Or if I have to wait... I look like a character at a fucking selection menu.
Yeah. like Fortnite dog, just sitting there. Yeah, just, you gotta call the dance move.
Just in the back of my head, I'm hearing bum, ba da bum, 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 ba da bum.
My thing was Melee. Fucking,
yeah.
That's what I think of is fucking
dude,
Marth,
Melee
dude.
Was so good.
Oh, I'm an animal. Not even gonna lie.
I'd school you.
Yeah.
He doesn't even fucking know, dude.
No, I
gotta
set fucking alarms on my phone all the time to be like, remember to do this dumb shit. And then I found this girl on Instagram this morning who her whole Instagram is about helping people with ADHD and shit. And she like wrote out all these cool, not checklists, but worksheets. Oh. Like kindergarten fucking worksheets of like, you did a thing. Here's your dopamine. Color in the fucking bubble or color this frog or like this thing or like write this shit down. And it's
nice.
So I printed them off at work and I started doing it today. And I like and part of it was, you know, remember to drink water. And like, did you drink your glass of water? Did you have a snack? And I was like, fuck yeah. And I bubbled that shit in. I was like, yeah. Like,
that's awesome.
I literally went back to fucking kindergarten and I was so productive today. And like, good. I cannot understand.
I want some of them work.
Dude, it's wild. Yeah, I'll send it to you. They're fucking wild.
Huh.
Yeah, it was really, really cool. But that's
what you do.
Yeah. Or, you know, you start a podcast and you're like.
Yeah. and then it comes back and you're like, hey, this, but that. You
but
know?
That, yeah. You write three things down and you're like, well, how the fuck did we go for an hour and a half off of three fucking things?
Yeah. My thing is doing like an hour to complete a 5-minute task. I suck at it. You know, like I always get distracted. So if I'm really trying to focus and someone, it's always someone talking to me, right? I'll stop and have a conversation because I don't want to be rude. But then I just cut that out. So, like, when I'm really trying to focus, I don't stop moving. So, someone could be like, hey, like, I did it at Munger this past week, and I was going to get the money, and I either had to get the money now or we had to wait. And I was like, no, I want that fucking shit right now, you know? So, I was walking, and I had four people that I knew really well that I really wanted to say hi to. Say hi and, like, reach out and grab me. And I was like, oh, my gosh. You know, like, ripped them off while I kept walking. I was like, so nice to see you. I'll be back. Never seen them again, but... at least I made it to the green. I made it to the money, you know. So, but you just keep walking. You got to do the task, you know.
My big thing is giving myself a goal. So if I have a lift, I got to do 5 things today. Okay, after work, I'm like, okay, 4 to 5. I'm gonna take care of X task, and then I'm gonna reward myself. I can play my game for half an hour. Then I go do the next one. So reward.
Yeah,
There you go. Rewards are a good one, yeah.
I like that, yeah. Mm-hmm. My worst thing is object permanence. If it's not right in front of my fucking face, it does not exist. It's gone.
Yeah.
And it's so bad. Like, I have to, I keep the notes, like I have the notepad app on my phone.
Yeah.
Where I keep, like, I have to write a to-do, which is like shit that I need to do later, whatever, write it down, or I keep a physical notepad. But the best thing I saw today was the refrigerator. And they were like, take all your condiments out of the fucking door and put them in the drawers where the vegetables go. And then put the fucking vegetables in, like, you know, that you never eat and you end up throwing away in your fucking door. And I was like, because I'm going to need the condiments. I'm going to search for those. But all the other shit that ends up going bad in my fridge, if you put it in the door, you see it every fucking time. And you're like, oh, fuck yeah, I need to eat
genius.
That. I was like, oh, I'm absolutely doing that. This week, I'm fucking rearranging my fridge to that. Yeah.
That's going to be weird, so though, bad. When I come over and I'm going to look up in the main thing.
There's some lettuce in the fridge.
Yeah.
I'll just be like,
yeah, what are these carrots doing in your butter tray?
Yeah, right? Yeah. And you're like, oh, fuck, yeah. I grab some sardine.
Oh, yeah. When you open it, watch out.
I could. I would eat so much better if I had the shit in front of me, you know, because you never think about it. Or you put stuff in the back. And on one of those worksheets where she's talking about groceries and stuff, you're like, here's your grocery, whatever. There's a section that says, do not buy. And she's like, write the shit in there. Otherwise, this is how you end up with 3 half-eaten things of bagels. Or like 13 cans of beans because you keep thinking, fuck, do I have beans? I don't know if I have it. No, write it in the do not buy.
No.
You have fucking beans.
Yeah.
Because it may not be what you're looking at, but you know when you're walking around the grocery store, you're like, oh, fuck, I need that. Yeah. No, you don't, bitch.
You
it's
have
in
it.
Do not buy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, genius.
Yeah, that's really smart.
That's genius.
I was actually really sad. I went to a restaurant not too long ago, which... we know it. Jake doesn't know it yet, but he oughta. I went to Pintown the other day, and I got me a wrap and fries, and then I know they have this thing called a sriracha bourbon.
Ooh, that sounds fire.
Oh, my God. It's one of the best sauces ever. To dip a fry in is unreal.
Sriracha bourbon.
Sriracha bourbon. So it looks like barbecue sauce, but it's a bourbon sriracha.
That sounds like the most amazing thing.
Yeah, and I talked now 2 waitresses into giving me a
jar.
Huge cup of it. Like, it's like a styrofoam, like, take home kids cup full of that shit. And they're both sitting in the back of my fridge bad. And I'm like, son of a bitch.
Smee.
Because there's so many things, like potatoes.
Every meal, just bring it out.
I can't. It's like, it's basically.
Stop listing stuff. Every meal.
It's basically the same as like Chick-fil-A sauce. You know, I could eat that with damn near everything.
Cane sauce.
Yeah.
Or cane sauce.
Yep.
It's just like that. That shit is so good. And I know, like, it's not like I can rely on Robin because she doesn't like it. It's too spicy. This shit's so fucking good.
Pepper spicy.
Next time we go, because next time. It is.
I know.
Next time we go, we're getting that sriracha bourbon. You're gonna.
Where is it?
Pintown. Just
Pintown.
You have not lived until you went to Pintown. You would love it. That's
great.
A great bar. It's not like party.
R.I.P. Allison.
It's
Oh, do they come to their senses?
It's a good place to be. I don't know. It's just fun. You can go there and you can
good
drink.
Good vibes.
You can get hammered there and not even think you're hammered until you step behind the wheel and shit.
Lone Oak, baby.
Basically, but. The Lone Oak was like, yeah, we're doing shots all the time. This, you're just drinking, and then a shot gets put in front of you, and it's like, where did this come from? Doesn't matter, drink it. You're like, facts.
Now, can I shout her out? We have no affiliation to this, but I'm going to put her stuff in the description of the show and all that because she's doing the Lord's work. This is Kristen West of The Centered Life. So find her on Instagram, The Centered Life. And the link will be in the show notes and everything because holy fuck, like all her shit is stuff I'd never heard before and is already helping me. And I know there's a bunch of people like me, so definitely check her out.
Hell yeah. Is that the ADHD girl?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Nice.
Kristen West. Good for you.
The Centered Life.
Hell yeah. The Centered Life. Check her out on Instagram.
Hey, Dad, can I get one more thing for my birthday?
Uh oh.
Sure, why not? One of the canned responses. Yeah. Oh, yeah, my son's birthday is coming up next week. And then my birthday is the week after. So I asked him, I was like, what do you want for your birthday? He's like, could I get a Game Boy Advance and Pokemon cards? I was like, fuck yeah, you can.
Hell yeah, you can.
Dude, this kid is growing up so good. It's
Game Boy Advance?
Yeah, because he wants to play his Pokemon games, his old school game. Like, yeah, his
Advance. I know. I'm so with it. Yeah. I love it. Yeah. What kid wants a Game Boy Advance nowadays?
Right? Yeah.
That's why
Game Boy Advance was my console.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
The amount of hours and days I've just sunk into it.
We got to dig out in the barrel because I have a bunch of Game Boy Advance games.
Oh, shit. And he needs Crash. That would be great.
He needs Crash.
Oh, yeah.
Because I ran through that game so many times.
Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh, baby.
Yeah.
Yep.
Dude, Tony from CrossFaded is a huge Yu-Gi-Oh fan.
I have 3 books of Yu-Gi-Oh cards out there.
No shit? Mm-hmm. Yeah, really? You need to talk to Tony. He might buy those from you.
All right. I could use a new drum kit. Why not? Oh, man.
The fucking Dollar General across the road from my house. Yeah.
That just popped up randomly?
Yeah, it sells Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
That's fucking awesome.
I was like, what? They've got whole Pokemon, Magic, Yu-Gi-Oh. I was like, Dollar General? Fuck. This place fucks.
I used to, no shit, dude. That's why they pop up.
And Pokemon cards.
I can get clothes, silverware, my groceries, and fucking Pokemon cards. Yep. Hell, I can get a Bluetooth headset.
Yeah.
Dude, Dollar General's taking over the world.
It really is, dude. They pop up anyway. I love the one on Bay Road, though. That's my favorite one. You don't want to know why?
Why is that? It's
so fucking off-center from the road. You got the road coming like this, right? And this thing's like, the storefront should be on the road like this.
Oh, yeah.
It's like this. It's so off fucking
to the side.
It is.
Road.
It is.
I love the Dollar General we used to pass on the way to Chesaning. That was just in the middle of fucking nowhere.
I pass that every fucking day, and there's always somebody getting out of their car. It's never going in their car. It's always getting out of their car, and it doesn't matter if it's fucking 7:30, 7:15, 7 o'clock. Doesn't fucking matter. Or if it's 5 o'clock coming home. That place is fucking packed. They're doing well. And they're in the middle of BFE.
It's just cornfield, Dollar General, trees.
Trees, yep. And then you get that really creepy gas station where, you know, if Dollar General posted up a fucking gas pump, that place would be packed.
Oh, yeah.
Because no one wants to go to fucking Good Times Pizza, dude. Fuck that place.
It's not even Great Time. Why would you not name it
you're just
Great
having a,
Time?
Yeah, nope. You're just having
good
a good time.
Good Times Pizza.
Yeah.
Where mediocre excels.
Yeah, dude. Swear to God. That place, it doesn't have a single window. It's all just like, so what they did was
like a Jehovah's Witness temple.
They plywood every window, but they at least like painted it the same color as the siding. So it's like, oh, they just don't have windows. Swear to God. It's like, oh, that one was shot. Like, they'll tell you when it was shot out, you know? No, but there's a dude. It's kind of funny. I don't know. Maybe we'll cut this out later.
Hey, pal. I see you looking at that Sports Illustrated for a little bit more than the swimsuits. If you do really like sports, I highly suggest checking out CrossFaded Sports on the 989 Network. These boys are out there spitting all the facts about all the sports. So if you like sports and anything beyond that, and you like drinking and a little bit of that thing, then I highly suggest CrossFaded Sports on the 989 Network.
All right. Thank you. Yeah. But that story that I just told. Colin
YouTube. Colin said, can we go watch Deadpool 3 and have a guy's day?
Oh, hell yeah.
Wait a minute.
What?
I went and saw Deadpool 2 with you guys. I ought to be invited.
Well, yeah, it's a guy's day.
All right.
Why not? I know Tiffany wants to see it, too.
Say Uncle Spencer wants to come, too, Kenny.
Yay, love you. Aw, I love you, too, buddy. Uncle Spencer wants to come too, can he? I am that old man who speaks into my phone.
You are. He ought to wear his glasses.
Dude, I did that at work the other day, and one of the guys started making fun of me hardcore. I was like, do you see the grays in my beard? I yell at my phone.
That's fucking awesome. So, me and Jake have something really exciting we're about to go do this weekend.
Oh, shit. What's that?
Well, Jake is no longer going to be a single man. Unfortunate.
Womp womp.
No, I'm just kidding. So, we're throwing him a bachelor party.
Hey-o!
But for some crazy fuck reason, this is his second one. So, but
let's go.
Wait, what?
I like the party.
Second bachelor party with a different girl.
Second jack.
Did one of them not go so well?
No, okay. Second bachelor party, same wife.
Oh, okay.
But this one he has to do with the girls too. So we're doing a combined bachelorette. Staying in different houses, though, because that man's house is about to be lit as fuck.
Lit okay. as fuck.
Yeah, they're going to be like ready for breakfast and be like, fuck, we haven't
Where
slept
you
yet.
Are you going up north or something?
Traverse City.
Oh, hell yeah. There you go. Got to go to the coin slot arcade. And,
you got to write this down.
Got to go to Right Brain.
Love Right Brain.
Yeah, we're going to Right Brain.
North Peak.
We are going to Right Brain. And North Peak.
North Peak
for lunch.
You like disc golfing?
Nah.
Oh. Just 20 minutes outside, like northwest, is Miles Kimmerly, this little town, and one of the most beautiful disc golf courses I've ever played.
Oh. Nice.
So nice.
I might throw the fishing rod in the back. I don't know why. But
oh, shit. You see what he said?
Absolutely. Fuck yeah. Sick.
Hell yeah.
Good shit.
Wait, I want to see Deadpool 3.
Well, I'll figure out what day we're going if you're going. Oh, wait. Wait. Hang on.
When's his birthday?
I know, right? I got a math here. This is going to be... What the fuck is today? Oh, it's going to be this weekend.
Uncle Smith.
Are you
going to
hit him
go.
With the never mind he can't? Yeah.
Can
Don't
Uncle,
do that right
oh,
now.
Oh, can Uncle Craig? Uncle Craig lives in Jacksonville, Florida now, buddy. No, he can't.
No. Oh, man. I tell you what. Yeah, we're going to go do a batch party, and we're going to get totally fucked up. I was cheesing him the other day. I was telling Dennis about how we have to take him to a batch party, and I was like, yeah, we just got to bring one beer for this fuck.
For me?
Yeah, but then...
And that, Wait, what?
No,
the?
But, no, he needs two beers, the first and the last.
Yeah, that's true. But he was so twisted at Munger, he came up. He was like 15...
Wait a minute, stop.
He was like 15 yards away, and he goes...
Stop.
You fucking talking about me? I was like, yeah. He's like, fuck you. I was like, whoa.
That's my story tonight.
No, it's not. You have a much other things you did that night. And I'm going to add on to your fucking story is what I'm going to do. Because I guarantee you black out at some point.
I don't think I blacked out.
You don't think you blacked out?
I might green dot. I didn't black out.
Oh, well, that's fair enough. Yeah. A little bit of both. A lot of bit of one, a little bit of the other.
No, it was a lot of bit of both. I'm not going to lie to you guys.
I didn't see how many beers
what,
were going
What, this weekend?
Down.
With the Munger?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, is it about that time or is it?
Oh, yeah. Philly cheesesteak. Dang, 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 dang.
Last call for alcohol.
This is the last call for alcohol this evening. Drink up, drink up, drink up, and order again. This is the last call for alcohol.
We gotta harmonize one day on that.
I know. Last call You've for got. Alcohol. Fuck. Let's wait, go. Wait, wait. You've got Friday.
Yep.
Jake has Saturday.
Eddie.
And then you
I'm
have,
gonna go
and you
Thursday.
Have S A T U R D A Y night.
Oh no, I'm gonna go Sunday.
Oh
I'll
shit.
I'll do Sunday.
All right, Jake, you're first then. Oh no, I am. Fuck me. All right, yep. Friday. Friday. I don't know if you're
Friday,
that Munger.
Friday, he bailed on my bitch ass.
Me?
Yeah.
I went to Munger.
I know your girlfriend said you're supposed to come to the campground with me.
I was never supposed to. I said I was. I told her early in the week that I was going to be. What did I say?
I told her, your friendship is $5?
No, I was. This is what I said. I was like, Friday, Saturday, I'm non-existent. And she was like, what does that even mean? I was like, I'll be off planet. Yeah. And I told her I was going to go out to Munger Friday, and she didn't want to go. She don't like the beer tent. That's understandable. So I came here, and I picked up Raj. This man was fucking ready to go. He comes out, lights up a smoke. He goes, what's the plan? I said, we got to pick up Dennis. He goes, fuck yeah. Let me suck this down. We'll get on it.
He's like, here come the mummies. I'm coming in my pants, white shirt.
He's like, let me suck this down. You go talk to your mom. I was like, fair enough. So I went and talked to mom, and she looked at me, and she goes, because we got tanked on Thursday at her little get-together. By the way.
You were tanked.
On Thursday? Dude, I was fucking gone. And that was 3 hours before I left, dude.
All right.
So, yeah, I was fucking tanked. So then she asked me, she's like, are you getting tanked tonight? And I've never heard that phrase out of my mom's mouth. I never even fucking heard it. That's why I'm using it so much. But I was cooked. Anyway, I was like, no, we'll be all right. We'll be fine, you know? And we go and pick up Dennis afterwards, right? Roger's hype. He gets in the truck. Dennis comes out with dad's favorite beer in hand.
Oh, shit. He had a Coors?
He had three of them. Nope. He had Old Mill Light.
Oh, that's right.
The
I
old,
forget.
Old stuff,
yeah,
right?
He likes Coors. Yeah. Spencer said he hates it.
Oh, I don't like it. Raj does, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So,
but
so
Old
he gets,
Milwaukee Light is his absolute.
Yeah, that is Roger's top fucking beer. So I don't even know. Like, I can't remember the last time Jack sold it, but he still had it from then. But it was fucking ice cold. I'm like, what the fuck? So he gets in the truck, and he's like, Roger, here's your roadie. And Roger looks, and he goes, and he turns back to him, and he's like, I love you so much. And I was like, and Dennis sets it in my cup holder, and he goes, and here's your roadie. And then and I sat back. I was like, thanks, Dennis. And I hear, and here's mine. And fucking just downs it. I was like, attaboy. Finishes it, picks up another one, cracks it. We go, right? I'm like, all right. Munger is straight back roads from where Dennis lives. It's just like shoot out there, pull in the parking, right? Because we parked out in the grass. So we get there, and we're not finished with our beer, so we step out, and we start doing a thing, and I don't let Pop smoke in my truck, so he stepped out, we had a smoke, and we were chilling, and then we headed straight to the beer tent. We just wanted to get it done and over with, pay for your wristband, you know, whatever. We walk in, and it's Jessica, our cousin. So we're like, hey! And we're like, who's this? There's always two people working the booth.
Yeah.
She was like, this is Jessica. Me and my dad look at each other, and Roger goes, look, Jess, you and I both know I'm blind, but I do not see double. I fucking died. Dude, I started laughing so fucking hard. We should have got our wristbands for free, but we didn't. We had to pay for them. So I bought Dad's. Dennis bought his. And we had a beer. We went out and checked the, I think it was, no, not the Cold Cut Trio. They played before us. They were awesome. But somebody else out at the thing. And they had more lefties in the band than the righty. The drummer was a lefty. The guitarist was a lefty, and then the bassist was a righty. We were like, wow, what the fuck? They were playing
on
a small stage.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so we watched that. We smashed two beers real quick, made Raj chug his.
What time is this?
This is 6:30.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Then we went to Shannon's and had a couple because Dalton was walking. And
Dalton was there?
Yeah, Dalton was working.
Nice.
He's a lead bartender there.
Oh, shit. Hell yeah.
Yeah. So we got... you know, a little buzz on. Then we went back to the beer tent, and Dennis pulled your term out of the book, and he was like, I'm about to get proper hammered, boys. Let's go. And Roger's like, I'm joining you. And I was like, fuck it. I got to drive, but not for another, like, 6 hours, so let's go. So I walked over there. We all get, like, three beers, and we're carrying them. And Zach was there.
Okay.
So I was like, Zach, can I get 9 Busch Lights? And he goes, yeah, 2 tickets. I'm like, all right. So I'll do 2 tickets, and then he brought us 9 Busch Lights. By the way, each Busch Light there was
two tickets.
Yeah. So I
That's what I meant. Zach hooked it up.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
So I paid 2 tickets for 9 beers, and we went up to the stage, and we were just getting ready for this band, you know? And then we're good, and then the Family Tradition came on, and they're fucking awesome.
They're awesome.
So then John, Kira, and... Kira's brother Brandon, who you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They all showed up?
They pulled up because they came from the Derby. And then Mason and Libby pulled up, and we were like, oh, shit. Like, what is going on? Yeah, and me and Dennis and Roger already tanked, right? And Roger comes up out of nowhere, and he's like, all right, motherfuckers, here's what we're going to do. We're going to hit the dance floor. We're going to hit it tough. And then he just dips, and we just ran to the dance floor. We were dancing nonstop all night. You know how Brandon is on a dance floor. That guy's an animal. Best dancer on this side of the Mississippi. So we're getting after it or whatever. And then the intermission comes on. They step off for like 15, 20 minutes, and they're playing like crazy music because the dance floor is hopping, right? And it was the song, Everybody's Hands Go Up.
Oh, yeah.
And they say that. And so we were dancing to that, and two women had walked behind me, right? And the first one was walking, and she was having a good time. I was like, oh, don't let me get in your way, because I was frozen because the hands were up, bro. And she started laughing, right? Her friend behind it didn't think it was that funny. So I put him down, and she came around here. She was walking back this way. As soon as she was here, she smacked my beer, right?
Oh, shit.
Clean out of my hand, right into Brandon's chest.
Oh, no.
So Brandon clutches it.
Oh, he caught it?
A little bit of spillage, but not much.
Fuck
Held
yeah.
it up, gave it to me, and I was like, what the fuck, bitch? Blah, blah, blah. And Brandon goes, hey, it's cool. I'm going to go smack her. So I grabbed my beer, and he started going, and I was like, Brandon, no. Let me do this. So we're arguing about who wants to smack this bitch, right? I turn around, and then there's Dennis right in my face going, no, brother, let me do it. And John's like, boys, we cannot talk about smacking women. Like, it's not okay. So he was like, Smeeks, go find your dad, man. We haven't seen Roger in like fucking 2 hours. I was like, oh, yeah, you're
probably
right. Roger's probably
like, I can't Roger's fucking gone. See her, but I'll get
yeah,
her.
Yeah, so, so I go, I'm fine. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. But anyway, the night went crazy. Roger ended up getting really cold. We went back to Shannon's because Dennis was, I didn't know he was this trash, but we went back to Shannon's. He got a beer, didn't pay for it, but Dalton was working. He didn't pay for it, just got a beer, took one sip, and there was a table trying to start shit with everybody. And at Munger, you just don't like to see it.
Yeah, you hate that.
Yeah, everyone's nice there. So Dennis looked at me and he's like, should we do something? I was like, absolutely not. Like, we're both not okay. Like, I was fine because I had to drive, but I was like,
you'd be like, absolutely.
Yeah, no, yeah, if I was in the right mind, Eddie, you know I would. But I was like, no, Dennis, we're all right. He took one sip of his beer. Looked at this couple, and they were, like, looking at him all nice and stuff like that. And he goes, aw, set his beer down, full as fuck. Didn't even clear the neck of the bottle. And he was like, I'm ready when you guys are. And I was like, what the fuck?
Fuck.
So I took him home. Long story short, he left his phone in my car. I didn't wake up until, like, 1:30. I had to get here and packed in the trailer by 2 o'clock. I didn't wake up until 1:30. Yeah, we were done, Yin Rings.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why in the morning we were all just like, boys, I don't know how we did it. And John goes, we didn't. We fucked up. Like, we got to play later. Yeah, but Munger was a great time. That was my Friday. So leading into Friday, I ended up playing Saturday and Jake was there. What do you got?
Yeah, so me and my yeah, so fiance over there and her sister, which is Spencer's boyfriend. Girlfriend. There we go.
That's
what?
Oh, whoopee, what? Scratch. And so the three of us went down there to go see Spencer's concert there, and we get there and I buy some tickets for some drinks. It's a good old time. Everything's flowing. Not too many people are there yet. I go say hi to Eddie and Raj, and then man, from there it just kind of went downhill. Not like in a bad way, but the beers just were flowing.
Oh yeah.
I had a buddy at the beer stand, and man, he was just loading them up, and then I start pulling out my little pen there, my little Benjamin for the good stuff.
Benjamin.
And then I got really, really crossed. And I was trying to talk to Smeegs, and I was yelling at him. Then me and Reagan, Small Smeegs is a vape, and then we were absolutely trashed. And so it was a good time. I don't remember getting home. I don't remember much, but
hell yeah.
Let me tell you, I drank.
I know you smashed some Taco Bell.
No.
Did sure
Robin pick up Taco Bell for me? Mm-hmm. Then I was blacked out. I don't remember Taco yeah. Bell, period.
Yeah, all I'm saying is Robin hit Taco Bell and said that you guys smashed it too. So
good. Yeah. Robin's a good one.
Yeah, she is a
good
one.
I can't believe she poked with our asses. We were so annoying. Good.
I thoroughly enjoyed Reagan. I was telling her some crazy shit.
I know. I haven't seen her in a long time.
Yeah. She was
Reagan
enjoying it.
Reagan got rocked.
Yeah. It
oh,
was,
good.
She is such a blast when she gets drinking like
and
that.
It's like once every 3-4 months, man. Mm. It's like, yeah. it's a little tough.
Because normally if I'm drunk and I tell her a story, she's just like, yeah. But when I told her a story, she was laughing her ass off. And I was like, wow, she is fucking gone right now. I was like, I love this right now.
She drank time. You funny?
Yeah. 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 Actually. Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
I like it.
Yeah, yeah, she really did. Yeah. She drank so much that she actually thought I was a fucking joke. It's not hard to do. No, that's awesome, though. No, he was twisted. It was funny. It was a good time.
I talked to so many people, and I don't know who any of them are, other than, like, Dennis, John.
Yeah. Mason. Nice. You got
Mason,
to meet Mason.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know Mason was like, Jake's a solid fucking dude. I was like, what did you talk to him?
I
was like,
what remember the really talking to him.
He was like, he's a fine, solid fucking dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Dennis was like, I like Jake. That was funny. Because they shook hands, and I was like, give him a hug. And Dennis was like, fuck it, come here.
I said, all
you know,
right.
Yeah, you know how Dennis is. He's yeah. like, he's going to do whatever I tell him. You know, just like, no, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Love you, Dennis.
Dennis, your boy.
Little 5150. Little fucking new amp boy. Mm-hmm. Little fucking expensive ass amp boy.
Yeah.
That bitch is loud, though.
Yeah, that's nice. That sounds dude. Real nice.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Eddie.
Well, Sunday
Fundays. Oh, yeah, Sunday.
Sunday Fundays. So, this is not at Munger. This is old. I'm going to take you back a decade or more. Where we used to have Sunday Fundays at Bay City Bills.
Oh.
So, The Cracker Barrel crew, when I worked at Cracker Barrel, would go to Bay City Bells on Sundays.
Okay.
And we had Sunday Funday.
Saturday.
And it would be wild. Paul was always bartending, and we were having a good fucking time. And, you know, I remember Lauren getting up dancing on the bar a few times and stuff. We'd be playing darts and everything. And there's one night we shut down the bar and we go home. And we were like, fuck, man, I don't want to go home. And I called Paul back up, and I was like, hey, man, why do we have to close the bar? I was like, can we please stay? And he's like, no, man, I'm literally about to walk out the door. Everything's shut down. I was like, I will give you $50. And he's like, all right, come on back. There you go.
That's
and
awesome.
So he turned the fryer back on, made some mod sticks and shit.
Damn.
We ended up playing darts until 4:30 in the morning.
Oh, that's awesome. Did he play with you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We got a blasted. It was so much fun. Just fucking shut the shades, keep the lights down low.
Yep. Because if cops pull up, that ruins the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
It does, because they can enforce after two.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can shut your shit down.
Yeah.
So as long as you just, if the cops ever come, all the customers get in the back and the worker just says, hey, man, I'm still cleaning. It was a fucking wild night.
Yeah, what was that, 13 years ago? Holy shit.
Wow.
Yeah. Damn. Yep.
See, I wish. I haven't, like, if I lived in Chesting, I'd have everybody on lock. I'm not going to lie. I'd be able to stay at that bar till 4 o'clock in the morning. I made
and that's a bowling alley. That'd be bonkers.
That'd be so much
fun.
Me and Dennis made a bartender close the bar down at 9 so she and her coworker Ben could come to the bar with us. And they're like married, and we made them come to the bar with us, like another bar, because we were like, who's here? And they were like, well, this person and this person, which you know these people, but I'm not gonna say on air.
Yep.
They were like, well, they're coming back. They always come at like 10 and they stay till midnight. And I was like, yeah, but if you shut it down at like 9:30, they'll just think you're closed. And they were like, all right, well, you and Dennis helped me clean up. So we're like, fuck it, yep. And they did that. And then we went and played darts and stuff at the old Fucklands.
Nice.
The old McFucks.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
McFucklands is fun too. McFarlands. I apologize. That's a good place.
It is a real good bar.
Yeah, I do enjoy
it. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is. But
well, good.
Fucking A right, dude.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
Keep an open a bar. I wish.
Love it.
Can't do that nowadays. People get offended.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
I'm
well,
kidding.
Shit. Talking about offending people, I feel bad. I want to give some shout outs.
Okay.
Shout out to fucking Brussels, who's still staying with it and is actually like one of CrossFaded Sports' largest listeners is fucking Brussels.
Hell yeah. They ought to start talking about soccer more.
Right? Yeah. Football. Yeah.
Yeah, the other football.
Yeah, shout out to Brussels, Germany. We've been getting a lot of German Danke, meine Freunde, absolutely. And thank you guys so much. Thank you, Jake, for coming on out.
Of course. Thank you.
Thank
Part
you.
Part two, there ought to be another one.
Yeah.
You got to follow up.
You got to have a trilogy.
The old Bino Dino.
Yeah, whenever you want. Yeah, really.
Hell yeah.
Wander on down. The books?
I don't know. We talked about it, but he never responded.
I texted him,
and he hasn't responded.
We'll get the old Finky out here.
Yeah. But thank you so much to Ideal Party Store in Salzburg and Johnson there, to I Want That Kettle Corn, Small Town Builders, absolutely. Everybody, thank you so much. And as Ernest Hemingway said... Oh, go ahead.
Well, another one. We got Hayden Cobley Drywall.
Hayden Cobley Drywall.
Yeah, proud sponsor of Basement Bars, Bees, and Babble now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, as Ernest Hemingway said, always do sober what you said you'd do drunk. Cheers.
Cheers.
Did you enjoy this episode? Then check out more at 99.network, Mid-Michigan's premier podcast network.